Welcome back as we continue on the third of our four 2012 guided vision workings. The purpose of these recorded vision workings is to help us enter into a new conscious relationship with the energies associated with the 2012 shift of the Mayan calendar and the alignment with the galactic center. In each working, we're aligning to a new elemental gate associated with the alignment of the age of Aquarius. The previous two meditations start with lessons in the lore around the shift of the ages and the great year. They're still available for download. These lessons explain the traditional associations of the elements and the signs with the four directions and why we're choosing to work with such a radically different one in this series of rituals. Technically, when we reach the Mayan 2012 tipping point at the winter solstice, the sun will still be occupying the end of the great month in the great year cycle of the sidereal sign of Pisces, according to Vedic astrologers in India. But we aspire to the energies of the age of Aquarius, when Aquarius will be rising in the east with the rising sun on the spring equinox. Therefore, the southern gate would be Taurus, and in the west would be Leo, and the north would be Scorpio. The fall season is associated with the west, so one will be focusing upon Leo, the fixed fire sign in this meditative working, for the autumn equinox. Since technically we are not yet in the age of Aquarius according to the Vedic astrologers, we might do well to look around the lore of other great shifts of the ages. I find looking at the Vedic cycle of the yugas very important. Like the epoch of the great ages, the yugas are a way to measure time. They are often described as ages like the metals with gold, silver, bronze, and iron. While traditional understandings of the yugas depict them as cosmic epochs, so large they defy our understanding. A new system by an Eastern guru was put forth in recent times. It was found in the book The Holy Science by Swami Sri Yukteswar, a teacher of the beloved guru Yogananda, and he depicted this new system of the yugas. Both systems talked about modern humanity as being in the Iron Age, or Kali Yuga, the most dense and difficult of the ages. But the Holy Science differed, telling us we entered a new yuga, an ascending Dwapara Yuga, in the year 1900. This coincides closely with Aleister Crowley's announcement of the Aeon of Horus in 1904 with his reception of the Book of the Law. Sri Yukteswar depicted the four ages as both ascending and descending, increasing in increments of 1200 years, with the ascending and descending golden age cycles back to back, and the descending and ascending iron age cycles back to back. We have unusual spans of time for each of the ages. The yugas are described as the Satya Yuga, the spiritual age, lasting 4,800 years. It's followed by the Treta Yuga, or the mental age, lasting 3,600 years. That is followed by the Dwapara Yuga, the energy age, 2,400 years. And then finally the Kali Yuga, or the material age, lasting 1,200 years. 700 BC began the descending age of Kali, with 500 AD the Dark Ages at the lowest point between the descending and ascending Kali Yugas. At 1700s, we began a probationary time into the Dwapara Age, without properly entering into it fully until 1900. Unlike the predictions of a golden utopia just around the corner, this teaching tells us to be hopeful that we're ascending and expanding in consciousness, but enlightenment as a society in a golden age, a Satya Yuga, is still far off. We must still be working towards it and be a part of all the changes that are to come. Our science, technology, medicine, the way we look at the world, from the brute force of the Kali Yuga to the energy awareness of the Dwapara, is the key. It is already starting, and we're only 112 years into it. The shift into the 20th century brought amazing changes, both for good and ill, changes that we'd expect with this age. These are the growing pains of our age, the rise of technology, of medicine, of energy, and of weapons, are the light and shadow of our transition of this age. We struggle to see the differences between matter and energy, and work with the energy behind all patterns, all matter. The rise of holistic health is an excellent view on the workings of the patterns of energies, along with the material body. Leo's gate is one of energy, the light of the sun. In the Aztec and Mayan lore, it is said that when the ages shift, it is the sun that shifts. We are said to either be in or entering the sixth sun. As the light, the energy that bathes the planet shifts, so it is our consciousness. And this is described as the consciousness of the light of the solar being, the light of the sun. So with that in mind, we shall begin our autumn equinox, gateway of Leo in the west, gateway of fire in the west, vision working. Start by relaxing all the muscles in your body. Breathe deep in and out. Relax the muscles in your head and neck. Relax the muscles in your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest. Relax your back. Relax your belly and your lower back. Relax down into your hips, down through your legs, down to your feet, relax, down to the tips of your toes. Allow all of your body to relax and be at peace with each breath. Relax your thoughts. Allow all unwanted thoughts to float away like white wispy clouds. Relax your heart. Open your heart to love. Relax into your souls. Feel the spark of divinity aligned within you. We are now going to count down to a meditative state. Call up the screen of your mind. Draw the number 12. 11. 10. 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a meditative state where everything you do is correct and for the good of all involved, harming none. Release the screen of your mind and listen to the sound of my voice count you deeper. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. Two, and one. We call upon the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit to guide this work and protect us from all harm. We call this work to be for the highest good, harming none, so mote it be. Breathe in through the three cells. Start by breathing in through the heart. Say, I am the namer. Breathe in through the feet and the base of the spine. Say, I am the shaper. Breathe in through the crown. Say, I am the watcher. Connect all three breaths to the heart. I am the three in one. I am the one in three. As it was, as it is, as it always shall be. Blessed be. We now invoke the three primal forces into our three cells. By a straight line, by the first ray, by the red ray, I call forth the red angelic fires. I invoke power and will, for all is possible. Feel the straight red line descend from the stars, down through your body, and into the depths of the world. By a bent line, by the second ray, by the blue ray, I call forth the blue fairy flame. I invoke love and trust, for all is one. Feel the blue spiral of light descend from the heavens around the red ray, filling you and grounding you into the underworld. And by a crooked line, by the third ray, by the yellow ray, I call forth the golden witch fire. I invoke wisdom and cunning, for all is known. Feel the yellow lightning strike descend from the realm above, running through your spine, descending to the realm below. So mote it be. Bring all your attention to the west, the direction of the autumn equinox. West, the descent of the sun. It is the autumn equinox, a time of transformation. It is Mabon, the day of equal light and darkness, but the darkness begins to grow. The sun is moving from the tropical sign of Virgo to the tropical sign of Libra, the goddess of justice and balance. We align the sign of Leo, the child king, overseeing the world of true justice. Leo is the child king, the Horus, a fixed fire in the great above. We evoke you, power of Leo, king of childlike wisdom, the fixed sign of Leo, ruled by the element of fire. Leo is the energy of creation, of art and of music. Leo's fire is the will expressed in the world as the creative impulse, the art to entertain and to enrapture. Leo is the lion, the sign of kings everywhere, the leader of the pride. Leo's son grows to be the king and consort of the pale-faced goddess of the heavens and the earth. By the power of elemental fire and the stars of Leo, we welcome you. By the watcher star Regulus, we call to you. Hail and welcome. Draw a five-pointed star envisioned in blue light, starting at the top point and going down to the bottom right point, up the left upper point, across to the upper right point, down to the left bottom point, and back to the top again. Draw a clockwise circle around the star, creating a pentacle. Open the gate of fire. Through the stargate, feel the blessings of fire. Feel the power of elemental fire, warm and dry, entering through the portal, bearing the blessings of drive, lust, sexuality, passion. Feel the waves of vitality come through, blessing your desires to create. This impulse inspires you, giving you the energy to manifest whatever you desire in your life. We must seek to embody the true will. Our desires are holy, leading us to the exploration of what we really want and need, helping us discard whatever desires will impede our evolution and the fulfillment of our true will. Accept this blessing of light and will. It will guide your soul's own light and purpose. As this vitality comes over you, think of the last age of Leo. In the last age of Leo was said to be the very end of the age of Atlantis, the destruction of the last high civilization, and the spreading of its power across the world to the builder civilizations. Whenever we seek the golden beauty of the last great ages, the golden ages, we work with the fire of Leo. Envision the ancient world of this time, of the last golden cities of magic. What from this time must we bring into our current age? Waves of personal power flow over you through the western autumn stargate. Allow yourself to envision yourself in the world, fulfilling your true will, your true purpose. What will you be doing in this great age? How will you get there to this point? Through the gate, you will see and feel the light of the star Regulus. Allow that light to flow to you. You might feel it enter your crown or your heart chakra, opening the way for the highest self to be anchored within your bodily temple. Through the light of the gateway, a figure can take shape. Who or what is guarding the gate of Leo? What guardian of the fire portal will commune with you, teach you, heal you? The classic archangel is Michael, the keeper of fire and protection. Though totems of the fire, deities of the sun and the flame, and the guides of light, who flow with the blessings of Regulus, can also manifest. Commune with the guardian of the gateway. As we move closer to the galactic center, find yourself coming into alignment with this vast storehouse of blessing. You are a medium, a channel for this blessing to be grounded into the world, into the consciousness of humanity and beyond. You can help channel this blessing into the realm of animals, plants, minerals, and the etheric vibrations that support all the gardens of the earth. Prepare your channel for this flow of blessings, for this power of wisdom and love. Feel all that does not serve, all that would block the flow, being dissolved away now in preparation. Be in your will, be in your inspiration, be in the light of your true purpose. And through this process, the alignment, the guardian, the visions and healings, you might receive a key to bring your consciousness, to guide you for the season, to share with others. What key word or phrase, symbol or image do you divinely receive to prepare for the new aeon, the new yugas? When you feel this process is complete, thank all the entities and energies that have worked with you at this time. and we now close the gateway. By the power of elemental fire and the stars of Leo, we thank and release you. By the watcher star Regulus, we thank you. Hail and farewell. Envision the stargate and draw another five-pointed star to close the gate. Start at the bottom right point and move upward to the top point. Move down to the bottom left, up to the upper right, then upper left, and back down to the bottom right. Draw a counterclockwise circle around the star, closing the gate to the west on this autumn equinox. And we now count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Feel your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. We thank the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit for this blessing. Ground yourself as needed. Feel the energies flowing in you. Enter and store in your blood and your bones, and any excess that is unnecessary for your well-being, flow down through your feet, through your roots, into the earth, for the earth's own alignment with the galactic center and the evolution of all. Blessed be.